Welcome back once again to the Random Loot Drop Podcast. Guess what? It's me, Phil, here, and I get a new permanent co-host.
The one. Oh, wow. Hey.
The only. Oh, I didn't tell you? Yeah, you're on the payroll.
No, yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, you're on the payroll. Yeah.
Well, all right.
The one, the only, Corey Mark Vollmer. No, just kidding. What's your middle name?
That's close. Mike.
Hey, I was close.
It's pretty close. It Check starts with
out.
An M.
Check Bombs me out.
Pretty similar.
CMV, all right?
That's me.
Crusty Mature Vehicle. That's
gross.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That reminds me of a scene of, what movie was that? Some Will Ferrell movie where they said they used
it. Yeah, I know what you're, the other guys.
They call it the soup kitchen.
Yep.
The homeless dudes go in the car and they call it a soup kitchen. Okay, anyway, hey, what's up? You guys are here where we talk about gaming stuff, nerd stuff, just all good things. Thank you for checking out the podcast. And I hope you enjoy. If this is your first time around, please go back to the backlog. We got two other episodes. This is episode 3. Episode 3 of many, 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 many more. We post every week. So here we are, third week, rolling strong.
Yeah.
Also, check us out on Twitter, at Random Loot Drop. Yeah, so yeah, we're growing there as well. And we'll talk about some other things with the channel and things like that. But right now, we're here to talk about games. So, Corey.
What's up?
What you playing?
Oh, man, you know what I'm playing. I'm getting in on that Sea of Thieves. I love that game.
Yar, a vast million years. So bad.
Shiver me timbers.
Yes, shiver all my timbers, all of them.
That's right.
Yes. So, what else? That's not. I know that's not it.
But I'm still hitting that farm game. Gotta get my Stardew Valley in.
All right. What year are you in?
Still like year 4, I think. Just 3 or 4.
Year 4.
Yeah.
Golly, I'm still on year 1.
What year are you in, Phil?
1.
Yeah.
You got exactly. Kids probably already, don't you?
No, I actually decided to skip the whole marriage thing until I've got my farm really, really well established.
Yeah, you got one wife in real life. That's enough, right?
Well, yeah, that's right.
Sorry, Rowan. Sorry.
She does. She's listening, so.
Yeah, good.
She will be listening.
She so. Better.
Yeah.
She better. I'm going to cancel those checks.
Okay. I'll let her know.
So is that it? That's all you're playing?
Man, other than just like the stupid phone games I play on the side.
What kind of card? Do you play Candy Crush?
No, I don't play Candy Crush.
No, I hope not.
The only thing I'm playing right now is Star Wars Galaxy Heroes.
Okay.
On Android.
Have you, did you ever dabble in Clash Royale?
I think Clash Royale, I played about one game and got bored of it.
Oh my gosh. That used to be like cocaine for us. Like, we used to play. Yeah. I'd be at work when I was teaching and playing between classes. Kids, like, what are you doing? I had kids playing against me. It got so bad. I was actually like going against kids. They would come to class, they wouldn't dress for PE, and we'd be on the side battling each other.
Well, you were a good PE teacher.
Yeah, huh? That's why I got out of it. It wasn't my calling.
Right.
Okay. Well, hey, myself. What I'm playing, let's see. I've been playing Splatoon 2. I'm sure if you've seen the YouTube video out there, Splatoon 2 mini review. I've been playing that. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. And also, I'm ranked now. I made it into ranked, and I'm getting my butt kicked. Like, people in ranked are pretty hardcore.
Nah, I mean, that's where you got to start. Got to start at the bottom.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm still like a C minus. Sucks. Then I'm playing Sea of Thieves. Mm-hmm. Went ahead and got that on Game Pass. We're going to talk about that in detail in a second. And then I'm playing. Did I boot up Mario Odyssey? I don't think so. PUBG Mobile. Played some of that. Been playing Fortnite. Now, if you know me, you know I.
I cannot believe you're still into that.
My gaming existence right now is so jacked up. So messed up. Because I hate Fortnite. Like, I don't like it, but I keep playing it. I'm playing it by myself now, and I'm dying.
I remember earlier today asking you why in the world you were playing it by yourself.
I don't even know. It looks so good. It looks so fun. I just want to be good at it, and everybody else is playing it, so I want to beat people at the most popular game. It's a horrible addiction.
Just come and play Stardew Valley with me.
I can't just kill people in Stardew Valley.
Come to the chill. No, you can go kill slimes and stuff. Just come to the chill side.
Yeah, not yet. Okay. What else am I playing? Smite. Old Man and Corey. Mm-hmm. Corey, download a Smite, everybody.
We'll see and if I like it.
I think you... Did you get the guy pack?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure you like it. I'm pretty sure you love characters. Well,
I love the
lore and everything. You're gonna
mythology
like
mythology and
especially because they do a good job, I think, with the moves and creating a skill set of moves that really go to that character's backstory. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. Like Odin's, okay. have you seen Odin's ultimate?
I haven't seen anything but one guy's ultimate, okay. And it's the dude that gets on a horse and rides around.
Okay, Odin pretty much. He slams down like 100 swords around you, and you're trapped in a circle. And he gets he gets bonus damage while you're in there. And if he kills you inside of it, then he gets bonus permanent base damage for the whole game.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun when you trap somebody in there. They're screwed, and your teammate just wails on them. So yeah, we'll probably play a match of this afterwards just to have fun. But so yeah, I've been playing Smite, playing some PUBG on Xbox. I think that is it. I think that's it. But yeah, so that's where we're at. So speaking of what we're playing, we've been playing Sea of Thieves, and this is the first week it has dropped. So Corey, just give me the game overview. What is Sea of Thieves? Let the people know who don't know.
Okay. You want me to get real basic with it, or
real basic? We're gonna chop it up real deep in a second.
A pirate simulator. I mean, really, when it gets down to it, pirate simulator, and you've got this pretty sizable map, to get around in and do your plundering and your selling and your musical performances and your grog drinking.
Oh yeah,
projectile vomiting. You know, it's just a standard pirate simulator.
Yes, it's good. It's good. So, did you play the beta at all?
Yeah, I played. I played in the last round.
The last final. Okay, open beta.
The real stress test.
Yeah, like I was signed up since the beginning, since E3 last year. So I've been attached to the alpha. Never even touched alpha, beta.
That's crazy. Every
week, I didn't do it on purpose. Every weekend I try to do it, and I'd either be busy or everybody's like, hey, come get on Smite or something, and I end up playing that.
I can't fault you too much for that, because I've been in an alpha before where I didn't get on at all.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I never was a huge fan of the way it looked. So, like, my first impressions of the game weren't, like, great. When I saw the E3, everybody was like, oh, man, pirates. I'm like, I guess.
More of a ninja guy?
Check this out. This is a small tangent. I am a ninja guy, all right? We both grew up in 80s, early 90s, and it was all about ninjas, man. Three Ninjas, man, come on.
Oh, I love that movie.
I watched Three Ninjas like a month ago here with my wife, and it was so good. But ninjas, man, I was a ninja for Halloween like almost every year.
I was a Power Ranger ninja 1 year.
Power Ranger ninjas. Mm-hmm.
The Ninja Power Rangers,
So good. Yep. I think just today I was taking the trash out, and I was walking through the apartment complex outside, and inside of me, I just wanted to run like I don't know why. I don't do this, guys. I wanted to run like a ninja. And inside of me, I was thinking, I am a ninja. If somebody fought me right now, I would bust out some ninja moves. And that's only because I grew up. I was a ninja my whole life. And a Saiyan as well. I was also a Saiyan.
A Saiyan. I feel like if a stiff breeze blew too hard through, you'd get blown away by it. So
yeah, but since I'm a ninja, I would land on my feet after I rolled a couple times.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hey, it is what it is. Uh-huh. So how about you? What were your expectations and your
Like in that last beta with almost no expectations.
Okay.
Like I didn't know what it was about. And that's probably why I have a much more positive view of it than you do, is that I didn't really have any expectations. I hadn't been following it at all.
Well, see,
I jumped in the beta.
I didn't follow it either. I just saw it at E3. Mm-hmm. And I knew I didn't like how it looked, but I knew I'd have to play it because everybody else would. It just looked boring.
I can't grok the fact that you don't like it, like the looks at least. I think the visuals are beautiful. The sky is beautiful. The water looks amazing. The boats work exactly like a novice boatman like myself thinks they would work.
Boatman. Yeah,
Moana. Novice boatman.
Whatever you say.
No, I'm not even Moana, man. Like, I'm not even Moana at the beginning. Can't sail a boat.
That's funny. Moana, my kids are watching Moana right now. They're supposed to be in bed, but they started screaming, crying. So my wife put them in the bed. They're watching Moana. Ugh, those creatures. Love them. Okay, so okay, what about this? What about character creation? How you feel about that?
I do wish it was more. I wish it was deeper, but there's room for improvement there, and it's just a software update away, you know, because all the bones are there. Yeah. They have that randomizing system.
Yeah.
Just put some sliders in, let people create some goofy looking pirates and go to town.
Yeah, the pieces are definitely there. I just wish, I feel like it feels rushed. Mm-hmm. Like, because I mean, the best part of every, you know, massive multiplayer game is, at least for me, that most part I get excited about is my character creation. Like, I spend tons of time in character creation, like just going crazy trying to get it.
Yeah, just, that's definitely part of the fantasy, you know.
Yes, right.
Like, put yourself into that character.
Like Monster Hunter. Oh man, I was in there for like half an hour at least, mm-hmm. trying to make my character just right.
Honestly, I think I spent more time on my Palico than I did in my character in Monster Hunter.
Yeah, the Palico took even longer. Like, I was like, oh crap, now I gotta create another me. So that's where Pikachu was born.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's So like, I was really disappointed when I'm scrolling through characters and it's like random characters, and it said like press right trigger and get some more. I'm like, what? So I press them, and then there's some more guys come up.
Now,
a fat
guy,
a fat woman, and all the women on here are ugly, by the way, just gross. Well,
okay. Yeah.
But hey.
And all the men are ugly too, though. So.
No homo, right?
Well. ridiculous. I think they kind of make up for it in game, where you can buy all the different beards and hair and clothes and accessories.
Okay.
I think it makes up for it a lot.
Okay. That's I think where we have a differing opinion in the mm-hmm. in the character creation. Cause like, okay, so I don't make my base character, which I think is stupid. Second of all, when I can finally add cosmetic things, some of them are legitimately cool. Like that hook you have on your hand, mm-hmm. that's pretty awesome. But one thing that sucks, I guess you can do emotes and stuff and see your character like do stuff like dance and sit and stuff like that, which is cool. But I think that's a problem all first-person games have, is that character, you don't see your character a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like a game like Overwatch, I've never bought Overwatch skin, I don't think. Or can you buy Overwatch skins? Or Loot Crate?
Yeah, you can. You can buy loot crates. You can't buy the skins directly. Yeah. You have to.
I was never motivated to get into skins on Overwatch because I barely see my character. When do I see my character? Mm-hmm. Unless I'm Reinhardt, I don't really ever see my character much. So what does it matter if I have a skin or not? So yeah. But I mean, this one, it does let you see it with the emotes and things like that. But
well, Overwatch has emotes, and I would say Overwatch, you have way more chance to see your character than.
Yeah, with the different moves, different moves and stuff. It's not like you'll see, like when you play Smite, you'll see what I mean. Like when you play Smite, when you get a new skin, you're just loving it because you stare the whole time. You're like right behind it. You're like, oh, this is great, man. Look at this. Oh, look at the particle effects. Oh, he does that now. Like there's a skin on there, man. Anubis. This is crazy. Anubis has a skin, so when he hits his ultimate, the whole sky of the level turns red. He turns into this huge demon guy and like transforms. It's sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, but it's only in its limited skin. I wish they could have done more with that, and I'm sure they will. But,
I'll concede to you that it is in like a pseudo beta state still, and I think there's a lot to be rolled out in the coming months.
Right, exactly. And that's kind of unfortunate because they're asking $60. Like, this is not game preview. This is not a trial. This is not free to play.
I think what they've built is definitely worth the price. I think
right
that,
now.
Yeah.
Right now. So you're skipping. Mm-hmm. This is a question I was going to have way later, but we'll just answer it now. You think this
game
is worth
it? I think it's worth it.
$60
right now.
Today.
I do.
Okay. I'm going to ask you why in a couple minutes. Not yet.
Okay.
So next thing obviously when you play an MMO, you have quests, right? Quests and missions.
Mm-hmm.
So for me personally, these quests, and I haven't gone on way, way, way too many. Cause honestly, when I get on a game, I usually we usually just goof off and then something happens and then mm-hmm. it's time to get off, you know, which I'm fine with, which I actually prefer, which is a shame because I feel like the quests are just,
it's a lot of the same.
It's a lot of the really same, is. But it's not only just a lot of the same. It's a lot of dumb stuff, like boring stuff. Not like there's no fear that I might die on a mission. There's no.
I don't think that's what it's about. I mean,
there's no adventure on a mission.
No, I mean, even when you do die, you just go to the Ferry of the Damned and you come back.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it should be. MMO. I mean, remember WoW, you die, you get to go back to your body. I mean, but like during the missions, And even then, like some MMOs, I mean, bring up WoW, Destiny, the missions aren't the bread and butter of the game.
That's right. It's the experience, and it's
but it's not just the experience. It's the community, but it's also the progression.
Yeah,
you're attached to that character. I am not attached to my ugly, skinny woman of a character. By the way, guys, I picked a character that I thought was a skinny black guy like me. And so I picked him, right? After going through many randomized characters, pick him. I go through his clothes, right? I see that I can put a dress on him. Oh, this is funny. I'll be a guy wearing a dress. Well, I realized that I had boobs under this dress. And I was like, why do I have boobs? And somebody said, well, maybe it's a girl.
Yeah, because...
like, no, I'm not a girl, idiot. So then I switched clothes to another thing. And lo and behold, I'm a woman. So a very hideous
looking skinny... You were the dummy that didn't pay attention during character selection.
She looks like a crackhead man. She has no hair. Oh,
she's a pirate.
So
You should see Alex's character. He picked a girl, and she's like this old lady who looks like she doesn't have teeth, and she's always chewing.
Oh, gosh. That's disgusting. Oh, man. But yeah, it's... So, like, I'm not attached to my character. I hate my character. I they mean nothing to me, and they're not
so
me.
So make a new one. I told you that already.
Yeah, but I got some gold, and I want to keep my gold.
You don't have any gold. Hey, you've not done a pirate. You have not done a raid.
How much gold do you think I have?
Like 8,000 maybe.
Oh, okay. Never mind. You really highballed. I don't have nowhere near 8,000.
Okay, gold. See, then you don't need to keep it. Shut it off right now and make a new character.
I have nowhere near. Maybe I will, but even then, I'm still. It's not me. So
it's you if you pick the.
All right. So if I say it's me, it's here's the difference. Let's bring up a game we talked about last podcast. We were talking about Monster Hunter. My character on Monster Hunter, Freelance Jones, is me. Freelance Jones, I've invested many, many hours. I've been grinding to get him tons of loot, tons of gear, making him better. He is my character. This pirate is nobody. He's just an avatar I use to pirate.
You haven't made him anybody yet.
Corey, what is there to grind for? A coat? An eyepiece?
I got a pretty dope coat.
That coat is legitimate. A peg leg, which is still awesome. But... Mm-hmm.
See, I hear is you arguing against yourself.
It's Well, here's why I'm not arguing against myself. MMOs where the progression system is cosmetic, I think is not good for the longevity of the game.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because one thing that brings MMOs, like keeps you coming back, is the fact that, man, what can I gain today? Mm-hmm. What can I gain? I remember playing WoW in college, me and Scott, every time we wake up, man, I'm going to hit level X today. You know, you see the little bar there, and you're like, I'm going to hit level this. I'm going to get this new gear. You know, I'm going to do this raid and roll this gear. Hopefully I get it so I can get better. Here, I guess because they want to keep it all the same, like everybody on the same playing field, you don't progress, which is okay
progression loop is weak right now.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go.
I mean, we haven't gotten to the legendary pirate thing. We haven't gotten to the opportunities to... get the better missions and see what that's all about and upgrade and see where they're going. I'm just saying, give it time.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to get your money's worth it. Even if you play it now, as long as you have a group of friends to play with.
Oh, I'm going to get my money's worth because they use Game Pass.
Okay. Well,
so the second I hit 6 months, I'm going to stop playing. Okay. Oh, paid $60. Okay. I'm going to stop playing. Oh, but no, seriously. Like I just feel like,
Right now, the game is the experience with your friends. That's the game right now.
Right. The best part of the game, especially for me, like I'm a bad pirate. I'm not good at sailing.
You're so bad.
I'm not
the first second
like,
we
like everybody knows it. Everybody knows it.
Two islands.
I'm horrible at it, and I'm okay with that because what I find fun is just being a goofball, getting drunk, standing on the edge of the ship, and falling in the water, eaten by a shark. Yep. That's fun to me. It makes everybody laugh. We have a good time, you know.
Yeah.
We got in a fight today with a bunch of guys. Second time I had good PvP experience. And everybody else is fighting. They're shooting our ship. I jump off of our boat, swim through the water, get on their boat. They don't even know I'm on the boat. I'm going in there getting ammo, getting bananas, taking cannonballs. And I start shooting guys. I'm shooting guys off their own boat. And then I end up raising anchor and then... start driving off. It was great. It was a good experience.
Can I tell you about one place where I think the feeling, the reward, is really good?
Okay. I want
to
know.
Give you a little story here. I'm going to try to keep it brief.
Because I've had no rewarding experiences in that game.
Sure. But go ahead. Me and I don't remember who right now, one of my friends and then a couple random guys from the internet were assaulting this fortress. And ships were coming at us, you know. We had to fight them off the whole time we were assaulting the fortress. And we ended that thing looking for one plank of wood to keep our boat from sinking. Three of us were out looking. One person was bailing the boat. We just needed one plank so we could get out of there. And we had to fight the other crews off six or seven times and load up our boat with a fortress worth of loot, which is like 16,000 gold pieces worth of loot. And as we were getting out of there, like another ship, here it comes. It rolls up trying to steal our gold. And we had to run to the furthest outpost we could find with this guy on our tail the whole time, trying to keep wind in our sails, watching where we were going, watching for more ships. We got to the outpost just in time to sell everything. And they got there and started sinking our boat, but we didn't care because we were already getting drunk in the bar.
Right. You
know, right. That kind of experience is what I'm saying makes it worth giving a chance.
Right. That's where the game shines. But here's the thing, though. Like, unless they ramp up... Unless they ramp up PvP and the way the servers work, because the way the servers work right now, it scales
for everybody
that's online. So the max you can get in a single server, single server is 16 people. Which is like, okay, that's cool if you guys are all, you know, the map's pretty big. If you guys are all together like we had, you know, we're going to the raid and everybody was there and we all fought. That was fun, but that doesn't always happen. There's times where there's nobody.
The raids are the only, like, when the raids are up, because they're not always up. When the raids are up, they are the thing that you need to be doing.
Right.
Because the reward is always going to, and that's what draws people together. That's what's going to do the conflict. That's what's going to bring the conflict, you know? And I think that's a pretty good way of doing it.
Right. And I feel like, and I wish you could do this, and we'll talk about this now. Like, this is where it doesn't draw me in. So the raids are cool. There's two things that don't draw me in about the raids. So the raids are cool. Like, when we went to them, we were excited. The enemies are hard, but the enemies are the same. Like, enemies are the same everywhere. And the enemies aren't like, it's not other pirates you're fighting. It's like just cartoony skeletons that, that albeit do have some nice little AI with them. They'll eat bananas to heal themselves. They have weapons and things like that. So they are a threat. They'll kill you. They'll jack you up real good. But it's just how long can I fight skeletons forever? You know? How long can I fight skeletons and ghosts and ghost skeletons?
And wow, how many times did you kill a pig to level up? Like,
I mean, but guess what though, Corey? That's one area.
Right.
That's one area. Then you go to a new area. Oh, man, there's new fight.
Vanilla? Did you ever play vanilla WoW? Because I'm not saying it's not as basic as this, to be sure. But, I mean, it's a lot more limited than WoW is now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot more limited than WoW was, even vanilla. Like, it wasn't... Yeah, you have the missions where you have to go just kill the same things, but you're doing that for the quest. The only enemies that can fight you are those.
Yeah. No, so, I get it.
So, yeah.
All I'm trying to make a case for is giving it some time, because I think it's going to go somewhere cool.
I agree. The problem is, and I think this is more of a, not our problem, not my problem, it's more of a Microsoft problem, is that people are going to jump ship, no pun intended.
Whoa.
Oh, man. But people are going to jump ship and go play something else, because gamers have, you know, short attention spans. We don't last long, you know, and I'm one of those people. It don't last long. The only thing that's going to pull me back in is when my friends say, hey, let's fire up, you know, Sea of Thieves because XYZ got added. For instance, we got back in and played Monster Hunter, even though that game is legendary status. And we did not kill Devil Joe. What did we? What happened? Oh, he ran away.
Do you want to talk about what happened? Do you really want to talk about what happened?
Hey, don't
you died to him like you died to him like four times and then he ran away.
That is false.
That's what happened. It's not.
If only you had a weapon that actually did damage instead of just, oh, I can block. Okay, but that's...
Dude, I'm poking him that whole time I'm in there.
Yeah, hokey,
poke, 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 shield, poke, poke, hop back. Shield. Poke, 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 shield, hop back. Poke,
yeah,
poke,
yeah,
poke.
Yeah, so great. 8 damage here and there. No,
like 34. Thank you very much. But all right.
But yeah, so like it's, I don't know how it's gonna pull people in, because I was listening to something online yesterday and they said the next update isn't gonna come out for another 3 months. Like, that's a long time.
It is a long time.
That's a real, like, in gamer time, that's like, I don't know what month is it right now. It's March. It's practically April. Yep. E3 would have already hit. and we'll already be on the next wave of things waiting for, you know, summer to end. And for those games all to drop in September. And so, like, I don't know how they're going to do. But I guarantee the game will be great in, you know, 7 months.
Yeah.
But, there's so much to add. Like, weapons, items, gear. I wish we had a very bigger variation. Have you used a sniper rifle?
Yeah, I use a sniper rifle all the time.
Does that have a, oh, it does have a little reticle. It has that little crack in the
little crack in it. The glass. It's great for fighting the skeletons because you can just sit on your boat and reload if you're in like a bad place. Just sit back there and clear them out a little bit.
Gotcha. All right. So what's something that you'd like to see them do in the future with this game? Like,
they need to add a another big revenue stream other than the Fortress Assault. As it is.
Yeah, you're not.
Even if you were to do a Fortress Assault 3 times a day every day for however long, like, ship parts still cost $70,000 and $140,000.
Customize
your ship is going to take forever.
I feel like they should have lowered the price for that at the beginning.
What I'm worried is going to happen is that is going to be the microtransactions. They're going to sell you gold so you can upgrade your ship.
I hope not. I mean, I haven't got into the ship customization. Are those just cosmetic or are they?
Yeah, it's just cosmetic.
I mean, that's fine. They can monetize that. I don't care. Yeah. Now, if they're monetizing cannons, then we have a problem. Yeah, I spent $50. I have 18 cannons.
An 18 cannon. No, I'd go get a sloop and load about 50 cannons.
18
on it.
Cannon sloop.
Yep.
I got torpedoes. I got nuclear warheads.
I paid the gems to revive. So
I would like to see them add in character customization and some varying missions. And I don't think they'll ever add this, but I want to be able to, you know, I want to be stronger than other pirates. I want to have
it's not going to happen though.
They want to make it. Okay, so let's look like this. If it's a pirate simulator, obviously in real life, all pirates are human. It's not like you can get different powers or things like that. But can I get better weapons? Can I get some armor? Can I get, you know, some different types of explosives, grenades?
Tell me the pirate movies you've seen with the pirates walking around in armor.
Okay, all right. Well, they don't have armor, but still, grenades. Can I get some grenades? Can I get, you know, some
extra things? I feel like you're violating the spirit of the game.
Extra things on my ship. Like, you know what would be cool to have on my ship? A big rope where I could swing from. Actually, Wi-Fi would be great on my boat, but that's all the thing. A rope to swing from one ship to another. Like, you want to board another ship? Hey, get in the close to the ship, and your guys jump off. They swing on the rope, and then that
Assassin's Creed. It's hard enough already to hit people with a cannon. Can you imagine how hard it'd be to throw a rope over?
No, the rope's hang. Did you play Assassin's Creed?
No. Yeah, I played Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, you get on a rope, you swing across, and okay, whatever. I don't know. I don't. Okay, look. So let me tell you this: the first night I played the game, I hated it. It was the worst experience of my life. It was boring. I almost fell asleep sailing on the boat.
Come on.
It was literal torture, bro. It was not fun because we didn't.
It was literal torture. Yes, Phil.
I jumped off. I was in a crew. It was three of us, and I literally told John and I'm like, man, can I get off? Like, this is. I'm wasting my night. This is a bore. And that's what it felt like. So I obviously because I'm doing a review on Wednesday. Hey, that's a plug for the channel. And I want to give it a fair chance and experience it. And it is fun with your friends. It is something to go in and just be stupid. Like, that's for me right now, the best set pieces are in the game are when I create my own madness. And the game just gets out of the way. But when the game starts making me do stuff, I feel like I'm just doing work just to do work.
I don't know. I don't think the game's ever made you do anything. What do you mean?
Okay, let's put it like this. So gaming has never been like super one-to-one real. They always like spoil us with maps and little things that don't exist in real life. You know, menus and HUDs and all this stuff. And so I get it to try to make it real, but sometimes it's like overly tedious. Like, just finding somewhere to go in the map it's cool at first. Like, oh man, okay, we got to go on this big map at the bottom of the ship, and then we circle it on that map, and then we got to go outside and look on a compass, and then figure out which way we're going. It's like,
I feel like I've played at least twice as much as you, and I'm still into that.
At hour 10, it's like, that's annoying. It's just cumbersome. It's not streamlined, but that's maybe I'm not fit to be a pirate.
No, I mean, it's not like you have to get a sextant out and go measure the moon or the stars or anything. Yeah, you're looking at a map and you point in a direction and you go.
Maybe that'd be in the DLC. Oh, I'm terrible. So, okay, back to this question. Is it worth $60 now? You say yes.
I do.
Why?
It's a fun adventure. It's pretty. The boats handle cool. It's a good time with your friends. I just enjoy it.
All right. All right. It's worth it. You paid for the full game, right?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, so you're in for the long haul. You're down, mm-hmm. and you're getting your money's worth. So that's good. And that's what it's about as a gamer. It's about, you know, playing what you like, playing what you enjoy, what you find fun, and having a good time with your friends. So would I say it's worth $60 now? I would say no. And I don't think Microsoft really wants you to buy it for $60. I feel like they'd rather have you subscribe to Game Pass. Even though for me, Game Pass doesn't offer a ton of value because it doesn't have a lot of games I want to play on there. But having those exclusives like Sea of Thieves first day is nice. But I don't know. I think I'll pay for Game Pass maybe a month or two. I think when the trial's over, I'm going to stop. And then when they add some more stuff, I'll re-up my Game Pass and then start playing again. But so, yeah, I wouldn't say it's worth $60 right now, but it has the potential to definitely be worth that in the coming months if they do what they need to do, which I think they can. All right, so in other news, we've had a lot of mobile games coming out of console games, which is kind of crazy. First, we had Fortnite. It's really weird. First, we had Fortnite Mobile, and then we had, like, what's so crazy, like a week after PUBG Mobile comes out.
I mean, you can't think that was on accident. You know PUBG was working on it first, and Fortnite saw it and was like, let's hurry and beat him to the punch.
Man, I really wonder, because like the people who made Fortnite Mobile, have you heard of Tencent?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tencent's huge. They own Riot, you know.
Yep.
They're huge. They're like they're like the gaming gods in China. Like they are just
Own like everything in China.
Yeah. They run the world down there. So seeing that when I first booted the game up, have you played PUBG Mobile yet?
No, I'm not going to either.
You think it'll blow your phone up?
Nah, it wouldn't even load. Like, my phone probably doesn't even have enough room.
When you first load up, you see Tencent on there, their tag, their logo, and it's like, oh, this game's going to be polished. I knew right then, this game's going to be polished. It's not going to be the mess that Bluehole made it on console and PC. It's not. And
here's the thing. I don't know if Tencent is super involved in the port or the development,
yeah,
or if they're just
publisher,
like the publisher, yeah. So I don't know if I'd say it's not going to be as much of a mess.
I don't know, but I mean EA doesn't build okay, but that's a whole other thing. I'm not gonna get on that.
Ugh.
Yeah, let's not even bring that up. But yeah, so like the game itself. When you get in, you sign in with either as a guest or you sign in with Facebook, like no other option.
But you got to imagine that's like months and months less work for them to not have to build a.
Man, Corey, I'm telling you right now, fellow programmer, when you see how easy it is to implement Google login to any app, it's so easy. It is literally maybe one activity and, you know, 40 lines, not even 40, maybe 15, 20 lines of code. It's really easy. It's simple. And it's not that hard, but whatever, I digress. I mean, they just didn't want to do it. I feel like a lot of companies just go for Facebook. Maybe it's for the data collection. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. But yeah, so you sign into the app and then you pick your name and then you can pretty much do everything you can do on the regular game, except you get a login bonus, which is cool. And obviously that's free-to-play mobile games obviously have login bonuses to get you to come back. And you get in the game and it loads up just the same as the regular game. But I found that it renders and works just so much smoother than especially Xbox. It's way smoother than Xbox. And yeah, it's just, it's crazy to think that it runs better on a phone than it does on a $300 console.
Right.
Doesn't make sense.
I mean, if it's not optimized for the console, it's not going to work. So
still, like, they could have, I don't know. That's, it's a bad port on console, but yeah, it's an interesting experience. You know, there's a little bit of auto aim on there, and
yeah, I don't see how the aiming and running would work very well on a mobile first person shooter.
No, it's
like, and like, don't even get me started. I don't know, how are you going to run, gun, and build in Fortnite? That's crazy to me on mobile.
Oh, that's insane. Yeah, that. So I haven't played. So you know, Fortnite is invite only, right? So I get an invite. Right. Mm-hmm. They sent me an invite code. They also sent me friend invite codes, which I can't give out because I can't sign into the game to play it. And the reason I can't sign into the game is because the iOS device I have, which is from my job, it's a test device, is an iPhone 6. You need a 6S or up. So I'm like, I tried to boot it up and it said, you have 1 gig of RAM. You need 2. Thanks, Apple. Thanks a lot.
Nice.
So I haven't played it. But I've seen people play it, and it is like, there's auto aim on there, but it works the same. But how can you build and do all this stuff that you need a controller and keyboard to do on a touchscreen? It's kind of odd, but people play it.
And I mean, how do you do any of the stuff on PUBG? I mean, like PUBG, sorting through your inventory, it just doesn't seem like it.
Well, there's PUBG does some slick stuff. It does auto equip, so you pick up stuff that you need that'll be ups for you. Picks up automatically. And actually going through inventory is easier on there because it's a touchscreen. So you just touch what you want and move it where you want and equip what you want real easy. But PUBG is not as complicated. It's just, you know, shoot, run, go prone, stand up, aim down your sights. Like, it's not
What's
much.
What's the driving like?
Haven't gotten a vehicle. Yeah, the driving is, I don't know if you ever played a GTA mobile game.
Mm-mm.
It's arrows. So what I mean by that is on the left side of the screen is a left and right arrow.
Yeah, okay, I've seen
that.
And
then there's another screen, there's like the acceleration. So I really don't like that myself. I feel like the controls are kind of stiff.
It's like a virtual thumbstick or a virtual D-pad?
No, it's not even a D-pad. It's a left and right.
Just a left and right. Okay, left and that's, right.
So
it's kind of wild.
Yeah, okay. It's okay. It works, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, matches can get intense. I was 1 kill away from getting a chicken dinner, and it was really intense. I was sweating, and my hands were just killing me because I'm holding this phone. My phone's not small by any means, but I'm holding a phone, and it wasn't fun. If you could play with a Bluetooth controller, I think it would be a lot more fun.
Yeah.
But so PUBG is on mobile, and it's a pretty good experience. But the real popular one is Fortnite. Like, that one's going crazy. Even though it's invite only, it's the number one game on the Apple Store right now. Like, what? Like, it's invite only. And I don't know if they're counting downloads, people just downloading, even though they don't have an invite code or what, but it's the number one game, and it's going crazy. And one thing I saw, I don't know if Corey, I got to send it to you after this. It's a video. And it says this guy must have been playing on mobile. So it's a guy playing on PC, right? He's playing PUBG. And this guy starts shooting at him. It starts running at him. This guy is shooting like, and just like can't aim. Like, he's not aiming smoothly. He's like aiming like, and he runs right past him. And so he shoots the guy once. Next to the guy shoots a rocket and just blows himself up. Like, like what? So like, man, like, I feel like it's not fair that PC and mobile and console are crossplay when PC can just scope every other platform.
Yeah, well, PC is always going to have an advantage on a first-person shooter. It's crazy that they cross-platform and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's
like, it works in Sea of Thieves since you move like
right.
molasses when you're aiming down the sights. But
Sea of Thieves, usually I complain about games that have like stupid shooting mechanics. Like, there's no reticles on your gun. There's no crosshair on the screen. I'm kind of okay with it because it's just kind of how goofy the game is. Like, I pull out this blunderbuss and I'm blasting it, and guys like, jumping around.
Yeah, blunderbuss. Like,
it's
4 feet away from that thing and you're not hitting anything. So.
Right. The recoil on it is insane. You get hit with it, it knocks you back. I mean, it's
60 feet in the air off the boat.
Yeah. I mean, it works. It's goofy. It's fun. Like, yeah. I think it's fun shooting. It's not accurate and it's okay. It's all right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I don't know how to. I guess people are cool with it, but I know there's something on console and maybe PC too where you can turn off crossplay. But
okay, so that makes sense.
That'll make things a little more fair. But have you seen any, I don't know, how old are your siblings? You don't have any siblings in school age still, do you?
High school?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a sister in high school still.
Okay, but she probably doesn't play Fortnite or anything like that.
No, she's not. She plays sports like a big lame person.
Oh, she's cool. She plays sports. Mm-hmm. Don't diss her. But yeah, so I read an article about how Fortnite is like invading schools. And I read all these tweets of all these people saying how one kid said, man, I used to hate going to school, but now I look forward to it every day so I can go play Fortnite with my friends. And another one saying, oh, man, my school can't figure out how to block the block Fortnite on Wi-Fi, or we crashed the Wi-Fi here, or they blocked Fortnite. And then there's a teacher that was posting a picture, and it had a bucket, and it said Fortnite mobile bucket. And so if you got caught playing Fortnite, you have to put your phone in this bucket for class. Uh-huh. But I feel like it's just taking over everywhere. And now that it's on mobile, it's a really big thing. Like I had a guy the other day at my job. He came into my job to talk to me about, he asked me about Fortnite. I don't even know why, or my channel, one or the other. But he's not a gamer, but he ended up talking about Fortnite mobile and talking about that. And he was really into it, even though he doesn't really play games. And he even got me to download Fortnite on my Mac, which I still haven't played yet. I think he went to go download it too. But yeah, it's got everybody, like people that don't even play games, like playing it. And it's kind of,
yeah, it's pretty crazy to see it seep into society at large.
Yeah. And it's not even like, it's not a casual game, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It's not Candy Crush
at all. And people play it, you know, it's not a Wii game, you know, it's like, it's a hard game to play, but people play it. Yeah. And I understand. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just one of those things that's really affecting society, and it's crazy. Yeah, so like Nintendo had their Nindies. It's the second. Was it the second Nindies of the year?
Yeah, it was the second one.
Second Nindies of the year, and what'd you think?
Aside from like the real goofy presentation, I was into it. Like I always like their tree houses and
ridiculous
Nintendo showmanship.
Yeah,
like I'm into it.
Same here. It's definitely different, and I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. So one thing I didn't like about it was so short, man. Like I was ready to listen for half an hour,
Right. They whip short. Right through it. Yeah.
Especially after the last one. The last Nindies was like, I guess because it was the first one ever, they really went in depth on that one. It was pretty long. But yeah, so like it wasn't a huge list of games that I really, really want to play, but there are definitely some interesting games on there. So I'm going to start with you. What were your favorite, most interesting new IPs you saw from
the I'm so excited for West of Loathing, man. I wanted to play it on PC, but like I said last week, my PC is not worth playing a game on. I've been wanting to play West of Loathing since I seen it, because I played Kingdom of Loathing a lot in college, and it's hilarious.
Which one was West of Loathing?
The stick figure Western.
West of Loathing. I don't remember that.
The little stick figure dudes, and you're going through like a stick figure Western town, and it's just real goofy.
Hmm.
Very funny.
Okay.
Kingdom of Loathing is a very fun browser game that I played for a long time.
Okay, cool.
But also Banner Saga. I'm excited that the whole trilogy is coming to Switch. Looks so fun. It looks looks like a cinematic.
It really does. It looks beautiful.
Fire Emblem. It looks like a cinematic Fire Emblem.
It reminds me of the animation, but more intense than this animation. But it just reminds you because the time period, the medieval time period. Do you remember the movie Sword in the Stone?
Yeah, dude, I love that movie.
Oh man, that was one of my favorite movies growing up. Yeah, Sword in the Stone was like one of those, like that's what it reminds me of when I see that Banner Saga. But I have it on Xbox. I think it was free at some point. So I have 1 and 2. I've never fired them up. Just never.
That's a shame.
And I've heard great things about it. Like, what kind of game is it? Is it strategy?
It's like Fire Emblem. Yeah. Like during the battles, it's like a grid based thing that's permanent. There's permadeath. Decision making affects who lives and who dies and what happens in the story. It's supposed to be really good. I'm very excited third one's coming in.
Sounds right up my alley. I might have to make sure I check that out when it comes mm-hmm. out. What'd you think about The Messenger? Did you see that ninja game? Are you a Ninja Gaiden fan back in the day?
You mean Mark of the Ninja?
No. The Messenger. It was the one where it was like 8-bit ninja goes 16-bit when you go back in time.
It's a cool gimmick, it seems like. And I have dug the old Ninja Gaiden games. I've never been able to beat them because I'm a filthy casual.
Right.
But they're very fun. Yeah. So it looks like it might be a cool game.
Yeah, it's super, super hardcore with those Ninja Gaiden games. The ones that I really liked was there was a fighting game. And why can't I remember the name of it? Ugh.
I know what you're talking about. I remember because the dude who can freeze time.
Yes.
Like, I liked it when he froze time and he was just like strutting.
Yes, so like Heroes, Fantasy Heroes,
or Fantasy Strike.
Fantasy Strike, there we go. Man, that game, like I love 2D fighters, love them. I'm so happy another 2D fighter is coming to the Switch. An indie mm-hmm. one at that, so I think it's going to be really unique and it's going to be fun. I'm definitely going to probably get that day one probably. And then, what was the other game? It looked interesting. It was the music game. Beats and Bloops or something like that. Beats and
I don't think I paid too much of
nothing but Beats and Bloops. It's like a music.
Paying attention to that one.
It's a music type of game, rhythm.
Shapes and beats.
Yeah, shapes and yeah, just shapes and beats. Just shapes and beats. Yeah. So that looked. That
definitely I'm not cool. one for the bullet hell games. I can't do that.
No.
No, I'm bad. I just lose myself in all the bullets and die. But
you play Into the Gungeon, though.
Yeah, that's not nearly as bad as this.
Man, that can get really intense. And if you get really good, you can pretty much dodge every bullet without even rolling. It's really good.
I've never gotten that good, though.
I've done it a couple times by accident. Like, ooh, look at me. I dodged all those. And then when I think that, then I get killed. It's like, oh, crap. Roll right into a bullet. You know, a game I was really disappointed with. Well, I'm not really a fan of the series in general, but I thought it was gonna be more because they showed it last in Indies. Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes. Man,
you know, I played the first two.
Yeah,
it was goofy, ridiculous, absurd fun. Yeah. But I don't really care to play anymore.
No, but this is not like those at all. Like this is like mini game heaven and like games inside of games paradox.
It's like thing. Wario World.
Yeah, it's
what's the Wario games?
WarioWare,
that's right. Yeah.
And then when I look at the combat, one of the games was like a hack and slash, and it looked really garbage. I was like, this looks really bad. And they had everybody so excited with that freaking trailer. And I was freaking out about that trailer. And now I'm sure they were all disappointed. Because it's not going to be a full success.
Not going to be a full No More Heroes game.
Right. Which is unfortunate. Yeah. But the Nindies was, it was okay. Bomb Chicken.
I think it was good.
Bomb Chicken was hilarious. See Bomb Chicken?
Yeah,
let that go on sale for like $4, $5. Yeah. I'll buy it.
That'll definitely be a good bite sized.
Definitely buy that. Freaking making bombs to get places. You're crapping out bombs or laying bombs. Whatever.
Well, I don't know if you know how chickens work, but they don't crap out eggs.
Hey, when was the last time you've been to a farm? Right.
Last Easter.
What?
Last Easter.
Why are you on a farm on Easter?
My brother-in-law owns a farm.
Well, howdy doody.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
so
stupendous.
Maybe. Yeah. How about that?
All right. Well, hey, you're a chicken master. You know.
That's right.
All right. That was great. In other console news, this is more of a rumor, but hasn't been fully confirmed. Modern Warfare 2 Remastered, Call of Duty, is coming out sometime this year, and it's not going to have online multiplayer. Like, what? So apparently Corey didn't know that it was Modern Warfare 2. You didn't know that?
No, because you edited it.
Oh, yeah, it said Modern Warfare. Well, Modern Warfare is already out.
Modern Warfare Remastered 1.
Yeah, it's already out. It's been out for a year. Uh-huh. So almost a year.
Yeah, that's why I was asking about it.
Yeah, but Modern Warfare 2 is coming out. And Modern Warfare 2, I spent tons of hours playing. I remember when I worked in the boiler room at college. Oh, my God. I worked during the holiday, right? So I had to work the night shift. So I was working, mm-hmm. what was the night shift? It was
midnight to
7?
7. Yeah.
No, it was 11 to 7.
Oh, yeah.
It was 11 to 7. Garbage time. So I remember he came up and he stayed in my dorm. Like, everybody was gone on campus because it was the holidays. He stayed in my dorm. He wasn't supposed to, but he stayed in my dorm and we would play Modern Warfare 2, my whole shift. I would go in every hour to go punch in, come back, and we just play Modern Warfare 2.
Like, do you remember over and over. Do you remember over the break when the heat stopped working in our building?
Yes.
When we were working in the boiler room?
That was awful. That was one of the worst experiences of my life, man. Middle of winter.
20 degrees out, if not less.
And I remember I brought that heater down in your room. I had a little heater and we just hung out in your room. That was terrible.
It was bad.
But yeah, like me and John, like, I think, did the heat go out on us? I think we didn't have room in our fridge. We had a little bite-sized fridge.
Didn't John work in the boiler room too?
Yeah, he did. And we had some Hawaiian punch, the big Hawaiian punches, and we didn't have nowhere to put it. So we just left them outside in the back in the snow. Mm-hmm. And we needed it. We just couldn't get it. But yeah, Modern Warfare 2, we used to play that like crazy. That was one of my favorite. The M16A4 or whatever it's called. Oh, that gun was so good. But yeah, so they're bringing this game out with no freaking online multiplayer. What sense does that make?
It's crazy. Like... How long has it been since a game has not have online, or a game like this at least, has not had online multiplayer? That's what the game is made for.
Right. Like, listen, man, in the options of the game, you can have it where it loads you into multiplayer at the beginning. You skip the title screen and goes right to multiplayer. That's an option built in. Like, the game is built around, you know what I mean? I haven't played a Call of Duty story since Call of Duty 4. Usually I just fire up multiplayer.
There's no reason to.
There is no reason to. I make my own story. I go kill noobs and teabag them to death. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That makes no sense.
It's a weird... Unless they sell the online multiplayer...
Oh, gosh, DLC.
As a DLC, yeah.
Dirtbags, they do it too.
They're going to do it. They're going to sell maps that already should have been in there. And they're going to sell online multiplayer as a DLC.
And people are going to buy it. Ugh. You people, don't buy it. Don't be those people.
No, don't do it. All right,
we're sitting at 52 minutes, Corey. Last but not least here, we have, this is not gaming news. This is nerd news for all the nerds out there. This is one I'm really excited to talk about. Dragon Ball Super.
Oh, man.
Last episode, episode 131 just dropped this week. And it was amazing.
It was so good. I love that ending.
So good. Okay, so right now, if you have not seen the episode, pause the podcast, fire up your phone, Crunchyroll, something, and go watch the episode because I'm about to give tons of spoilers out. Spoilers out the butt. So this is a spoiler warning. I repeat, spoiler warning. All right? All right, welcome back. That was a good episode, wasn't it? That was a great episode.
That's crazy.
Told you it was good.
I paused it for a second to watch again.
it was great. So, favorite part of the episode, Corey, what was it?
Man, I gotta say the part where they blow back Jiren's attack.
Yeah,
he just like leans forward and smiles at him.
Yes,
and they go. And man, that's the first time in the series that Jiren has been interesting.
They could have done better with his backstory, but
he's better in the manga.
Really?
I don't want to be. Yeah. The manga is just better overall. I would recommend checking it out.
Might have to do some manga reading tonight. All right. So like my favorite part of that episode was when Frieza and Goku were side by side glowing, going to hit him. I'm like, I had flashbacks, bro, to Namek.
Yep.
Where, like...
No, hold on. I want to change my answer. Hold on. Let me go first. When Frieza and Goku were side-by-side glowing.
Man, that was, like it almost gave me chills, bro. Like, this...
When he was going back and forth between Super Saiyan and Normal, too.
Just like that, real quick.
Yes. That was so good.
Man, like, that moment right there, they are mortal enemies. Like, if you don't... Yeah. If you... Like, a lot of people don't realize this about Dragon Ball Z. Frieza goes way back farther than Namek. Frieza is the reason that Planet Vegeta got destroyed. He blew it up. He was the slave master for the Saiyans.
Like, for the whole universe.
But the Saiyans were the ones stealing planets. Like, he was their slave master. They were under the pressure of his power for so long. He destroys Vegeta's planet, his father's planet, destroys it. Barely any Saiyans left. And now this man has been, he's the reason that Goku went Super Saiyan. He killed Krillin. This man was murdered by Trunks. One of the best scenes in Dragon Ball Z.
It was good. That was good.
That was so good. You blew my mind. Jaw drop moment right there. But like, and so now he's back. Back again. And he's fighting alongside his mortal enemy. It was amazing.
You know, and I was so annoyed that they kept giving Frieza the pass. Like, they kept knocking him, but not knocking him off.
Oh, I was loving it because I was like, man, Akira Toriyama's, watch what he's going to do. He's going to do something crazy with Frieza. Frieza's going to be in the end.
Akira Toriyama's not writing the anime. What do you mean? He's just like giving them ideas and general thoughts, and they're going and doing it.
What do you mean he's not writing? I mean, I understand he's not directly writing, but I thought he's like, hey,
he I gave approve
this.
Ideas.
I don't approve this. Let's do that.
He's just giving them like sketches and ideas and like a general direction, and they're taking it and going. And that's why the manga is so different from the anime.
So who's writing them? Is he writing the manga?
He's way more connected to the manga than he is to the anime, yeah.
Oh, now I got to go back. Thank God that manga is way shorter than manga, so...
It's also not as far along as the anime either, which is weird because it's normally the other way around.
That is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's really odd. Well, at least it's not as far back as all the poor saps who need to watch it in English. I literally saw some. Hey, so the night that 131 dropped, I saw some guy drop. I'm looking at all these Dragon Ball Super memes, and he drops one with it's a picture of Zamasu fused, and he's like, "Oh man, this is crazy." It's like what? I was commenting and said, like, wait till you get somewhere. Like, this is nothing.
He's watching it on Cartoon Network or something.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Like, if you're watching on Cartoon Network, like, dude, that's terrible. Like, my wife, who doesn't even watch anime, is farther than you. Stop. Like, come on.
I watched episode 131 in Japanese, like, 3 times before I saw it in English. I was waiting for the sub to come out last night.
What? 131 in English? Oh, in Are with you the serious?
Sub. Yeah, I watched it in Japanese without any subs like 3 times before I saw it.
Oh, yeah, you're really hardcore. I don't know if I can do that. I want to know what's going on. I just do need to watch it again. I'll probably watch it again after this at some time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. Oh, yeah. All right, so anything you wish that would have happened different with that ending?
I don't know. I think they wrapped it up really well. I don't know. It ended so well.
It did. It did.
I wish they'd stuck more to like defining Beerus's power.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning, it seemed like Goku and Vegeta were never going to quite get there. But at the end, it seemed like they were trying to imply that maybe
they're stronger.
He wasn't quite that far ahead of him. But I think he should be.
I definitely think that Goku is in Ultra Instinct. Goku is stronger than Beerus, hands down.
Disagree.
Why?
Beerus is. Got Ultra Instinct not perfected yet, but he still got it.
But Goku's
already stronger than
Goku perfected Ultra Instinct. And you got to realize too, though, Goku has gotten stronger over this fight.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly.
Well, that's what Saiyans do. But I still don't think he's stronger than Beerus.
Yeah, I beg to differ. I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna ask people. I think he is stronger than Beerus. Now, people like Whis and all them, no, I don't think.
Well, they're just unattainable.
I don't think he's stronger than any
Whis
of them.
All the angels have perfected Ultra Instinct.
Right.
They all.
Oh man, I would love to see them fight Ultra Instinct. That'd be crazy. Oh man, that'd be so good. I would love to see the King Zamasu, whatever you want to call them. They have so many names.
That's the thing that I would change, the Xenos.
I like him. I hate that character. I really like him. I would love to see his honor guards fight though. Those guys that stand next to him.
The big tall guys that stand by him.
Yeah. Oh man, I think they'd be sick. but yeah, I would have loved to see this happen differently. I would have liked to see. I kind of wish somebody would have died. Because usually in Super, Dragon Ball Z, somebody always tragically dies.
The whole thing with this tournament, though, was they weren't supposed to kill each other. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see somebody die and, like, they get a pass or something like that.
Didn't one of the robot, when they fused, the, like, robot scientist guy die? Something happened to them. I don't remember.
Something happened to them. I can't remember. I kind of hated that episode.
I like that big robot thing. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. I'm really excited that Kaba and... Khalifa and all of those Saiyans are back.
Those poser Saiyans?
Don't call them poser saints, right?
Poser saints.
Because they're like, oh, man.
Talking about tingly backs.
Bro, they get so strong so fast.
Yeah.
Freaking Super Saiyan 3, like.
And then Broly. Baby Broly shows up and she's stronger than Super Saiyan Blue Goku somehow.
I do like how they brought back Broly. Even though Broly's obviously not canon anymore, but they brought.
Right. Well, he's never been canon. He's always just been a movie character.
Yeah, movie movies. They brought Broly back, so that was cool.
Yeah,
and they made it girl. I always wanted to see female Saiyans, how they would look and how they.
Yeah, that was nice to be able to see like female Saiyans go Super Saiyan and stuff.
Right,
that was cool.
Right, yeah, I really would love to see. I hope they get into that when they bring Dragon Ball back, whatever it's gonna be. Hope they like get into like I want to see families, like Saiyan families, like with Tails and like really living as. Natural Saiyans, you know what I'm saying? Because did Kaba have a tail?
I don't think any of the Universe 6 Saiyans have tails.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that was it's been long forgotten, obviously because the whole you know rip your tail off surgery.
Well, no, it's different for that. Like they're slightly different, you know.
Right,
they're not the same.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can even tell in their appearance they look different. They're like scrawnier built.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that episode was it was a fantastic ending to it all, and it left the door wide open to more.
Well, Dragon I mean, they've already got the movie coming out this year, so
yeah, the movie's coming out, which I'm excited for. I'm gonna go see it. I'm kind of sad that the movies are just a complete. They're not canon. They're just complete like made up stories.
Well, I mean, the Super movies anime. Before were pretty much canon. Like they redid them in the series, but they still
that's
happened.
True. That's true. But that's not a normal thing for anime. No. Usually anime movies are just something to keep you entertained and they don't make any sense.
I'd like to think that this is just going to be an extension of the Super storyline. So
I hope so. But did you see the trailer? Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
The animation looks different. And,
it looks different, but I think it looks really good.
And he's not Super Saiyan or Blue.
He never starts a fight. All the way powered up.
I know. And that's one thing I love about Goku. It's like
the only Saiyan who knows what he's doing is Trunks, future Trunks.
Why you say that?
Because he's the only one that'll kill you right out. Like, he's not going to give you a chance to power up. What do you do to Frieza? Hey, Frieza, I'm a Super Saiyan. Slice you up. You're dead.
I mean,
hey, Frieza's dad. Pew pew. You're dead.
Vegeta is one who, I mean, he get that from his daddy.
Yeah, Vegeta messes around all the time.
Vegeta does not mess around. Vegeta's cocky. That's the difference.
What about when Vegeta was fighting the androids? He could have zipped in and killed those guys before
Vegeta's
they even did anything.
Cocky, but he does. That's
the same thing with Goku.
He does. No. Goku's Vegeta problem is this. He wants to see how strong you are.
Vegeta's the same thing. It's the Saiyan bullcrap about wanting to match against the strongest. Vegeta is the worst about it. What happened when Vegeta fought Cell?
Vegeta doesn't want to match. I feel like he just wants to get. He wants to be considered the strongest when he's not.
Yeah, because he wants to see how strong you are and he wants to beat you at your strongest.
That's one thing I kind of wish would have happened, but I think that would have gone against what Dragon Ball is. I would have liked to see Vegeta come out on top as the savior.
I wanted that the whole time. Like the fact that they stole the Frieza kill from Vegeta in the movie drives me crazy.
Yeah, right? I love Vegeta. Vegeta is... And man, even when this got me kind of tingly feeling inside when I saw it go back, and I'm thinking like, man, Vegeta, Goku were like super enemies. Like,
yeah, man.
And
Vegeta was gonna kill the whole planet.
Yeah. And I remember watching those on mornings before going to school. But yeah, like it's just funny how Goku has this effect on his enemies to bring him over as friends. Except
for Frieza.
Right. And I'm happy he didn't turn.
Yeah,
I was gonna be so mad, but I'm so happy Whis like brought him back like that and like.
Yeah.
Even though clearly he's not strong enough, but isn't it cool that
you don't think Whis is strong enough to bring someone back?
No. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about Frieza is strong enough to even be the menace he used to be.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Check this out. But he'll probably get stronger. But here's the thing. Goku, when Vegeta asked him, where's your Ultra Instinct? He's like, I don't know how to do it. I thought that was cool because it's like, okay, so he was pushed to a crazy limit.
Right.
So that means there's still further potential for his growth.
Yeah.
Because that would have been a really high
I mean, ceiling. Every time he did Ultra Instinct, like he almost died.
Yeah, right. I think when they bring it back, he's going to get to a point where Ultra Instinct is just the norm.
Yeah.
When he perfects it, it'll just be like every other form. And he'll be that strong, and but there'll be enemies way way stronger, which
They can't do anyone stronger though. Like Jiren was already stronger than his God of Destruction. What are they gonna do? And they've already said Xeno is the strongest. There's nowhere else to go.
You gotta have a corrupt angel or something like that, like the high priest corrupt.
I don't know.
And they gotta fight him to save the universes. Come on, they could do something, man.
They could, I guess, but at this point, I feel like they've just written themselves out of like usable characters.
They've gone too high in the sky, you think?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They jump right to the top.
I guess. Well, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Well, all right, I got some news. Here's some news stuff for the random loot drop for you guys. First of all, if you're still listening from all of our banter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not make that a thing.
Yes, it's a thing. Okay. If you're still here, hey, shouts out go to you. You're great. You're awesome. And we love you. Right?
And how'd you make it this far?
Right. You're a special type of person, or you're stuck in traffic, one or the other. But yeah, so we are streaming on Twitch, Random Loot Drop, the Random Loot Drop on Twitch. Check it out. Make sure you're following on Twitter because I shoot out notifications whenever I go live. Right now, there's going to be a schedule coming out for YouTube videos, this podcast, and Twitch. So right now, as of today, schedule could change. The podcast will drop on Monday mornings. Then we're going to have Tuesday night streaming. Hopefully, I check with the wife, make sure everything's cool. Tuesday night streaming. Wednesday, video reviews. So video game reviews. We've got a review Wednesdays. And then on Friday, so nothing on Thursday. And then on Friday, we're going to do a live stream on Twitch all night. And then Saturday, I usually upload a montage or something like that. Or maybe even some Twitch streaming somewhere mid during the day. So yeah, we're coming out with content. Still pushing stuff out. The channel's growing. Thank you guys for stopping by. Corey, tell them how amazing they are.
Guys, you're great. You're the reason we do this. We really appreciate you helping us grow what we're trying to do here.
That's right. Without you, we're nothing. Well, I mean, we're something. Right. We're something. We would still sit here and do this. We would do this.
Yeah, we would sit here and do this to an audience of no one.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. Easy. This is very fun. This is a good time. So, all right. Everybody, we will holler at you next week. That's Monday morning. Next week, we'll be out on Google Play Music, on iTunes. And guess what, Corey? We're also on Stitcher as well. So check it out. All right. Loot drop. We're out of here. And may your loot drops be what, Corey?
Epic.
That's right. All right. Loot drop. Out of here. Can't stop it. I can't stop it.